Hey guys, what's up? Before we start the show, the six-week new client surge program is starting on June 13th. It's my six-week marketing masterclass where I teach gym owners everything I know about marketing, and you will finish the course a marketing master yourself. So super excited for you to be able to own the marketing side of your business finally, and all you need to do is click the link in the show notes and get all the info there. Enjoy the show! What's up, guys? Today I'm talking about referral generation. I've been talking a lot about marketing as of late, and I'm getting a lot of good feedbacks on the podcast, the one I did about the marketing glove, and a bunch of the other ones I did on marketing. And this one is, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't even consider it marketing, but I kind of do. It's referral generation really is just another way to get new clients. It's just not the traditional way where you're like, all right, I'm going to put paid money into Facebook and generate leads and then get new clients. There's, you know, a whole nother world of marketing your business with referrals, and a lot of people don't know about it. And one of the reasons why a lot of people don't know about it is they get referrals by accident, and they rely on being good at what they do. And I will say, before I even get into the types of referrals, you really have to be good at what you do to be worthy of a referral. And so that's just like the basis, bottom line. And a lot of times you can tie your retention rate to the amount of referrals that you get, right? So if your retention rate is kind of crappy, like you're at like over 5%, I really do believe that that's probably going to reflect on the amount of referrals you're getting. And if you have a really good retention rate, it's likely that you're going to get a decent amount of referrals. Now, you're going to get referrals, but you're going to get them by accident. And kind of here's what this means. It's like when you get a phone call, you know, from a random client that just says, hey, you know, I was talking of one of your members named John, and he said he's doing really well at your gym, and he gave me your number, and so I'm calling, and I want to sign up. That's like liquid gold, right? You know, when you get a call like that, you're like, oh man, like, go home for the day. You're done. It was a great day. The reality of that is that it's impossible to rely on that. And when you rely on that, what you're going to be doing is just sitting around waiting for referrals. And what we really want to do is be able to be like, all right, these are really good people that are coming to me through referrals. How do I orchestrate this? And so one of my mentors that I've learned from, a guy named Dean Jackson, he talks about the difference between accidental referrals and orchestrated referrals. And accidental is kind of what I just explained, and orchestrated referrals are the things that you actually do that generate a referral. Like, there's action taken on your part, and because you took that action, you got a referral. And we had a reason why I'm doing this on a podcast today is we had our mastermind call today as I record this, and it's kind of so fresh in my mind. We did like a deep dive. We do calls every Wednesday, and we did like a deep dive into referrals. And I taught, it was great. It was a great call because I taught the first part where I kind of like am reteaching what I taught them. So it's kind of like you're getting a little gift today. But so I taught them all about like foundational referrals and why people referral, the types of referrals, which I'll talk about a little more. But then right after that, we got into the types of the things you can do to orchestrate a referral, right? And what I had planned is I had a list of things that I was going to talk about. And on a whim, I just said, well, shoot, tell me what you guys are doing. And I asked the question, I said, where did the last referral you got come from? And it was, we just like start riff for like an hour, and people would unmute themselves on Zoom, and they'd be like, well, I got a referral from, I did a 6-week challenge, and part of the 6-week challenge is they have to bring a friend to do the challenge or something like that. And they started like giving all these tactics. Some of them were accidental, right? Random. Because I asked them what was the last one, right? I didn't ask them specifically, but some of them, a lot of them were orchestrated because they've learned this stuff from me for a while. Right? And so we just riffed for an hour on all the different ways that people are getting referrals. And the cool thing about something like this, and this is kind of a part of what's so awesome about being in a mastermind, is like we created the list. So Amanda, who runs the operation at my mastermind, she was just writing down all the different ways people are getting referrals. And what we did was we created this big list, and now we're going to give it to everybody in the group. So now everybody is benefiting from these different ideas to get referrals. And don't worry, I'm going to give you some of them today. But the cool part about it is that this is actually what's happening, right? This is not me coming on saying, as a consultant, I think these are good ways that you potentially could get a referral. Like, no, this is like literally, where did your last referral come from? Here's what happened. Here's what I did. It's as real time as you could possibly get of what's working right now. So I'll go over some of the ones that we went to. So one of the things I went into when I talked to them was why people refer. And I think there's this misleading thing that people do where they say, all right, if you refer, I'm going to give you $100. And here's the thing, I've tried this stuff too. I'm not saying that it doesn't, and I'm not saying it doesn't work for some people in some businesses, but I think it's important to understand, why do people really refer? Is it for the reward? And I think a lot of people make the mistake of leading with the reward, saying, I'll give you $100 or I'll give you this gift card if you do this. And in reality, that may work for some lower price things, but the biggest knock on my gym is that they compare it to another car payment, right? So it's expensive. We're not like, you know, selling widgets here. And so a lot more has to go into it. And the number one reason of why people refer is to elevate their status, right? That's why people refer, is because they become, stronger in the relationship with that person. And the best way to look at this is why people don't refer, right? So why people refer is to increase their status. Why don't they refer? Well, it's the exact opposite of that, because they are afraid that if they refer their friend to a business and that friend has a bad experience, all of a sudden they look like an idiot. And their status with that in that relationship is decreased. And so that is the fear, and that's one of the reasons why you really need to do a good job and you need to get trust from your customers. Because if they don't trust you, and if they feel like, well, if I refer this person, I'm not sure if they're going to get hurt, or I'm not sure if the trainer's going to be mean to them, or I'm not sure that, you know, they've had some new trainers lately that really aren't that good, and I'm not sure if they got one of those trainers that they actually would get a good job, and I like the main owner, but anyone else that, you know, trains there is like not that good. Like, all those things are like knocks against you for getting referrals. And so you have to understand, is that the number one thing you need to develop with your clients in order to get referred, whether that's orchestrated, whether that's accidental, either way, you have to have that trust. So people are very afraid to refer. But then you have the flip side of it, of like people that have ultimate trust, right? And they have like this, like, oh my God, you're like the best thing ever. And I went here, and every time I go here, I have a great experience. And like, the example I always use, I have a buddy who's an acupuncturist, and he's like an incredible acupuncturist. And he's like, every time I go there, I feel better. And every time I go there, it's like, he's just so cool and nice. And the lady that works at the desk is awesome. And it's just like, it's just awesome. It's just great. And I tell as many people as I can, and I never, ever once be like, well, what if he sticks a needle in somebody and it, like, it doesn't work, it doesn't, like, it, like, makes them bleed or something, like, it's never even come close to something like that happening, right? And so he's got such a flawless track record that has zero resistance to refer as many people as I can. To him. So that's, I think, understanding why people refer, which really goes back to, you know, your product. It goes back to the people that you're hiring, your hiring process. It goes back to your core values and the culture that you're creating. So it's important to understand why people refer, all right? And it's typically not for that the reasons we think of getting a $100 gift card or getting $100 off their month membership or something like that. Now, there is a place to do that, and I will tell you that in a second. So it's why people, understanding why people refer, understanding the difference between accidental referrals and orchestrated referrals, right? So I teach a four-part system for referrals, right? And the first part is that referrals need to be built into your business and as consistent as unlocking the door. So unlocking the door to come into the gym is a system, right? It may not be written down anywhere, but that is a system that has to get done every time the gym opens. Someone has to stick a key in the door and open it. That's a system. And that's consistent. They never have a day at the gym without that happening. And what you want to do is bake in referral-generating, orchestrated referral-generating tactics that will help generate referrals, give you a better likelihood and better chance to get referrals. And the reality is, it's like, don't think of like, oh, if Vince says bring a friend day and you do one bring a friend day, you're going to get like 1,000 referrals. No, like, it's kind of the law of averages here. It's like, the more you do this stuff, the more it'll work. But the reality is, it's not like a one-shot deal. If you do one thing, it's going to, like, you know, it's a consistent. So that's why it's got to be built into your systems so you can make referral generation very, very consistent. The example I always like to use is every time we sign up a new member, we have a script. And the script goes something like this. Awesome, so excited that you're going to be joining us. Every time we sign up a new member, what we do is we give them a card, and it's this card, and we pull out the card, and we have the card with us. And it's the card is a free 30-day personal training membership to give as a gift to a friend. And the question is, you know, who's the first person that comes to your mind that you think would benefit from getting this? And the goal is that we have a conversation about the best person, give them the card, and then we follow up with them to make sure that they hand out the card to a friend. And that is an orchestrated system. That's something that happens every time we sign up a new client. So, you know, GFP right now is signing up anywhere from 10 to 20 new clients a month, right? So we have 10 to 20 opportunities that we can leverage to get a new referral. Does every person refer? No, that's not going to happen. You just got to understand that, as I just said before. Right, so it's built into your system. The second part is the intentional tactics that you use, right? What are the things that you actually do to generate referrals? And what this is just the list of things that you do. One of them I just mentioned. The other one could be, you know, how you're doing a quarterly bring a friend week or something like that. So what the part two is the list of the different things that you actually do and building those into your business. The third piece is the rewards part. And so this is what you do when you do get a referral. How do you thank the person that sent you a referral? Now, this is what I'm talking about before, right? I don't bribe them on the front end about giving them $100. If you do this, I'll do this, because I realize that's not why they refer. But what they do want is they do want to feel appreciated. They do want to know that, hey, I did, even though I trust you, I did stick my neck out for you, and I should get something in return. And a lot of times people think that you need to give them, like, a lot. I never give money off a membership, and I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it could work for you, right? But I don't, because I honestly think people appreciate, especially, and you got to know your market, right? My market appreciates, hey, I sent them a cool mug, or even like just like a t-shirt, or a thank you card, a handwritten thank you card. How about that, right? It's so basic and so easy and so cheap. Like, why don't we just do stuff like that? But the reality of it is, you need to have a consistent system for generating, for rewarding the people that do refer. And then the last part is something I call omnipresence. And omnipresence is essentially, what are the things that you give your members or sell to your members that is part of their life that reminds them of you, right? Because every referral that you get really happens from a conversation. And the ideal situation is that when they're having a conversation about what you do, that your name comes up. That's the ideal situation. And the more things that they have in their life that remind them of you, the more likely they are to talk about you when they're getting into a conversation about health, fitness, personal training, whatever, nutrition, even stuff like that, right? And so one of the things that I do in the mastermind is, like, I give every member that comes to a meeting, I give them a daily planner. And the daily planner is, it's like a, it's 120 pages of a blank page. So it's a one-page sheet that they fill out, and it's to help them plan their day the night before. And I give them a new book every time they come. And the book has a picture of my cartoon face on it, and, you know, they, majority of the group fills it out, not everybody, but every night before they go to sleep, they're opening that book, and they're filling out their daily planner. Now, they're doing something healthy for themselves and their productivity, but what they're also doing is they're being reminded of me, right? I am constantly on their mind because I have stickers on their laptop. I have T-shirts on their backs. I have my daily planner as part of their life. I have all kinds of things that are going on that remind me of them. And that's what you need to do for your business. You need to get your stuff everywhere. Your T-shirts on their back. Your coffee tumblers are the ones that they use. Your shakers. Like, all of that stuff is important. And a lot of times people use that stuff as, like, favors, and, like, they hand them out to random people. Like, no, those are for your clients. And the purpose of it is that they're reminded of you, right? They're reminded of you every time they come to your gym. But what about all the times that they're not? Right? And so that's kind of what you want. So that's the fourth part, is omnipresence. And then we just got it. The last part was, we got into the tactics. We got into the different tactics. And this was amazing. It was, like, such a cool, fun experience. I didn't even plan it to go this way. But everyone just started ripping about the different things that were happening in their business to get referrals. I'll share a couple of them that we talked about on the mastermind call. One of them was a weekly email that was sent out to just their members. So it's an email that, and the way they explained it was, it's an email that goes out, and it had, like, it's called the Four Bullet Friday email, and it had, like, four nuggets of information. I'm about to sneeze here. Excuse me. Four, like, nuggets of information. And at the end of the email, what it said is, and they do this every Friday, and at the end of the email, there's a PS, and the PS says, hey, PS, I'm paraphrasing here of what they said, but, you know, have a friend that wants to try GFP, just copy and paste this message and email it to them, right? And so all they had to do was, in the PS, they would just have this copy and pasted message. So it was just a quick note to their friend, and it had a link to get a free month, right? And that's kind of what it said. And that's a tactic they were using. And one of the person said, like, my last client came from, they filled out the form on the page, and they came in, and they signed up for a referral, and they were all excited about it, right? So you have, like, something like that, where, like, that is something that goes out 52 times a year, once a week. Once a week it goes out, and it's just like, the PS never changes. It's always the same. I mean, obviously, you could probably change the copy if you wanted to, but it's just always there. You just hang it out there. And it's 52 opportunities a year times how many people open the email. Those are all opportunities for you to get a referral. And that is what? That's an orchestrated referral. That's an opportunity for you to generate a referral, right? Another one was challenges. I kind of mentioned that earlier, but a lot of people follow my lead and run specific six-week challenges for promotion. And what they do is they do them in with partners, right? And so they, you know, sometimes people do, like, a fat loss contest. Some people just do no contest, but they just have to have a partner to do it for accountability. But this guy got on, and he was just like, yeah, like, I had this one person, and they signed up for the challenge, and they referred a friend to the challenge. And then the friend did the challenge, and while the friend was there, that friend referred someone. So they really got two for, but specific challenges, the orchestration side of it was, all right, well, you have to have a partner to do this challenge. And that was as simple as that. And I think halfway through what they did, they had a phone call script or email that went out, and halfway through they said, hey, did you want to finish the challenge with someone else? And I thought that was really good. They did a great job. I haven't used that one, but I thought it was actually really good. So specific challenges. One of my favorites is the four time a year bring a friend week, right? This is was, you know, taught to me by, I mean, I've done something like this, but Joe Hashi was the first person that said, hey, we do it every quarter and we theme it out every quarter, where like one theme is built around like Valentine's Day, one theme is built around, you know, teacher's appreciation, one theme is built around back to school. Like, so every bring a friend week was themed, and it was just like built into the business. Like every Valentine's week they did this bring a friend week. It wasn't like, hey, do you want to do a bring a friend week? Yeah, let's try a bring a friend week this week. No, it's just like every Valentine's Day, that's just what they do. And they use the same emails to promote it, they use the same flyers to put up on the wall. It's like already done. It's an asset that they now have that they just rinse and repeat. Right, so that was another good one that I really liked. It talks about the point of sale referral. There's so many. I think social events are really powerful. Like when you do social events, like, you know, I don't know, I'll go like, you know, doing mini golf with them, taking them, as much as I hate axe throwing, like all kinds of stuff like that, softball games. We've done like yoga classes at the gym where people would just bring a friend and the yoga wine nights and things like that. So any social events that you have where you can say, hey, you know, we're doing this thing, it's a client appreciation thing, but we'd love for you to bring a friend and introduce them, you know, to us and have them meet them. Maybe they would, you know, be interested in trying the gym out. So, so social events are also a great orchestrated referrals. But the reality of this is, you know, and I kind of, you know, probably could keep going here and give you more different ones, but I don't want to just overwhelm you with different strategies. So what I want you to do is pick one of them and go do it. But the real thing is understanding why people refer, understanding that, hey, if you do a good job, you're going to get a certain amount of accidental referrals, which are great, but the next level and the level that we can predict is orchestrated referrals, and that is, what are the things that we're doing? What is the activity that we're creating that is getting people to refer? And, you know, this is worth spending time on. When you really think about it, it doesn't, all the stuff I talked about, there's no like ad spend here. That's not, it doesn't cost a lot of money at all. It's really just a little bit of time. It's a little bit of sweat. It's a little bit of planning. It's not a lot. And the return is usually a better client. Like, I can tell you 100%, like, I'd rather have a client that's referred than a client that we hunted down and got our ad in front of in Facebook and beat them over the head 17 times to get them in for their consult and then, you know, sold them a membership. Right? All day long and twice on Sunday, I want the referral. Now, it's harder, right? It's harder to get in terms of leads for referrals than it is for Facebook, right? Because Facebook is just, you know, it's kind of like you put a bunch of money on and you're going to get a bunch of leads, right? You're going to get them, but they're not nearly going to be as qualified as the people that are coming from your clients. So when you know that, and you know that likely the lifetime value is a lot higher of a client, you know, sometimes we beat our heads against the wall saying, all right, what am I going to do on social media? Or what am I doing this? And we realize it's like, hey, what if I just spent 30 minutes a day on my referral marketing plan? What if you did that? Like, what if you spent 30 minutes a day on generating more referrals or an hour a week or whatever? If you just dedicated time to this, do you think that it would likely improve? And the reality of this is yes. And at the end of the day, that's honestly the secret to a lot of this stuff. It's just like, all right, just spend more time on it. You know, your marketing's not good enough, or how much time are you spending on marketing? Like an hour a week. All right, well, let's spend 5 hours a week and see what happens. Right? It's like sometimes it's not this rocket science thing of what to do. Sometimes it's just like, all right, spend more time on it. You want to get more referrals? Yeah, just do more referral stuff. Like, and it's just like, it's, I know it's like seems dumb and it seems like, well, it could be wasting time. Like, no, I bet you if you just did more. And it's like, I can't think of a better use of time for a gym owner to spend 30 minutes a day on trying to get a referral. Like, if you really think about what one referral is worth to you, especially if you do small group, semi-private like we do, like one client's worth $5,000. Right? So, like, would I spend 30 minutes a day to get one $5,000 client a week? Yeah, I would. Right? And what would you not need to do to get that? You probably wouldn't need to post on social media 5,000 times a day either. So sometimes it's just about sitting down and thinking about this whole 80-20 rule. Right? It's just like, you know, what is the revenue, like, of your business? It's probably like, you know, 80% of the revenue comes from, you know, 20% of the referred clients, right? You know, like, probably most of your clients that are your big spenders are probably coming from referrals, I would think. I'm not positive for you, but I would think. So it's just like, spend more time on the things that move the needle the most. And shoot, I don't know, put someone in charge of this. Like, make someone director of referrals. And it's like, your job is to generate X amount of referrals every month and, you know, put a measurement on it and see what happens. So I think it's just sometimes we don't look at this as a piece of the marketing glove. And if you look at it, it's one of the most important pieces. Actually, I call it the thumb of the marketing glove. Right? The thumb of the marketing glove is your referral generation strategy. So hopefully that was helpful. The cool thing about the 6-week new client surge that we have coming up is we have an entire module. So if you liked today, you would love the referral machine module in the 6-week new client surge program. It's like we go deep dive into referrals, joint ventures, all kinds of stuff like that. I think it's module 4 or module 5 in the 6-week new client surge. I believe we're starting on June 13th. So click the link in the show notes so you can get early access to join us at the surge, and we will give you a whole host more on referrals from that standpoint. So hopefully this was helpful, and I'll see you next time. Peace. What's up, guys? Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, the 6-week new client surge is coming up on June 13th. All the details are in the show notes. Just go ahead and click that link. It'll take you to the page. You'll be able to read the page and get all the info and insight you need to see if you are ready to own the marketing side of your business. Hope to see you there. Peace.